I was very, I thought the movie was going to suck. And then, like, as soon as it started, like, they had the score from the original one.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, whoa, this is, oh, this is awesome. Thank you for doing that. But that's really where, like, the nods to the original one stopped. Yeah, it was.
How was Kinnaman? Not good.
I mean, like, before he became RoboCop.
Was he just, please tell me he was just Holder or Lyndon, whichever one he is.
Lyndon's the chick.
Holder.
Yeah.
Please tell me he was just Holder.
I mean, it's.
I hope Alex Murphy was just Holder.
Not really.
Damn it.
Not really. And his partner was Omar from The Wire.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that was pretty awesome.
So the Nancy Allen character just didn't exist?
No, she existed as Omar.
Really?
Yes.
See, I thought that was one of the more, like, interesting dynamics.
His wife plays.
I knew Abby Cornish was.
Yeah, she plays a bigger role, so she's kind of the Nancy Allen in this movie. And, like, when they show the amount of Alex Murphy that's left, which there's not much, that's kind of a cool scene, and that's sort of, you can see a little bit of Kinnaman actually acting, but it was not good. He's playing a robot, yeah. You know? That's a tough road to hoe.
What's up? This is Movies On Up. Part man, part machine, all cop. The future of law enforcement. I am Dave, joined by my future and my past co-host, Ryan.
I'm like the Nancy Allen of this podcast.
Yes, and I'm the Peter Weller. We are Movies On Up, and this is a very special episode. This is our two-year anniversary episode. Our first episode went up 2 years ago this week.
What did you get me?
I called you Nancy Allen. Or you?
No, I called myself Nancy Allen.
I don't know. I gave you my presence and my 2 years of time talking movies.
So that your presence, that's why they call it a gift, right?
Yes.
Is that something like that?
Yeah.
That's how it goes?
But we've been doing this 2 years, so we thought, you know.
You think we'd be better at it.
Yeah, you would think. You'd think our intros would be flawless by now, but they're not. But until then, our tagline, I just said it and I closed it out already. It's something.
I gotcha.
Part future, man, part man.
Part machine, all cop, the future of law enforcement.
Yeah, if you know what movie that's from, hit us up, moviesonup@gmail.com, facebook.com/moviesonup, Twitter @moviesonup. And then also, we forgot to mention the last episode, but Play Box Office Bash, those entries are due this week. We'll send out some reminders on the tweet box. It's been 2 years, 150-some episodes.
I think it's north of that, isn't it?
Like 100. It's over 150, I know that. But we've had news episodes, we've had discussion episodes, we've had movie episodes, all sorts of episodes. This is none of those. This will be just multiple lists.
We got list episodes.
A list episode. This is a list of lists, pretty much. Instead of, you know, we talked about Avengers earlier this week or later this week, one or the other. We talked about that because that was very fitting to our first week. This is just going to be kind of us looking back at the last 2 years. And if you've been with us from the beginning, that's awesome.
God bless you.
If you've emailed, you've won the contest, awesome. Thank you.
God bless
both of you. If you've sent us awesome soaps that we can use, thank you.
God bless the one of you.
Yeah, anybody that's tweeted anything, like, we appreciate it. We're still doing it. It's hard for me to commit to anything for a couple of weeks, let alone 2 years. So,
yeah, and you didn't even have to knock me up.
We skipped that part for now. We each put together some lists. I'm going to kick us off. As we said, we've done movie discussion episodes where we started off news episodes where we would do news, trailers, blah, blah, blah. Then we thought, had this great idea, let's do two episodes a week. Let's do a news episode and a discussion episode, and let's start watching movies and talking about them. Then we realized how much work that is. So the idea was to every week watch a movie and talk about it and do another episode. That's kind of fallen by the wayside, but I still think when we do them, they're kind of fun. So this is my list of our favorite movie discussion episodes we've ever done. I'll ask if you have any also-rans when I'm done.
Yeah, that sounds good.
My number five. Only reason it's so low is because we had to do it twice. It was when we watched Star Trek Into Darkness after it came out on DVD, and we compared it to Wrath of Khan. I thought it was a cool episode. I like that idea. We also did that with Carrie, where we compare, like, two movies, and, you know, that are the same and kind of go from there. I felt the first one was more magical, and then we had to record it again
because of technical
difficulties. Number four, kind of a preview. Next week, Godzilla releases in theaters, and our next week's episode is Godzilla. But spoiler alert, we recorded it already, and I really like how it came out. I feel like that was a fun one, so listen to that next week. That's my fourth favorite movie.
It's better than the movie.
Yeah, so that's good. Third one, movie I dislike, but Ryan likes.
Oh, God, I hope it's Chronicle.
It's Chronicle.
Yes!
Number three is Chronicle. I got to air my grievances about that movie very often.
I was going to say, is that the only time in these 2 years you've ever talked about how much you hate Chronicle?
No, but in that episode.
I'm glad we gave you the floor then.
Yeah, in that episode I got to talk about nothing but that. Sound of My Voice, I love that movie. And oddly enough, probably our most downloaded episode ever, if you could explain that.
Brent Marling has a lot of friends.
Yeah. And then number one was really the first one we did once we decided to start doing breakdown discussion episodes. It was Jurassic Park, which you could tell we still hadn't had our we didn't figure out how we were going to do these episodes yet.
I still don't think we know.
We still have no idea. But maybe we fixed it with Godzilla. Next week.
Tune in.
Until then.
Keep it up.
Yep.
So we're done. That's it.
That's our 2-year episode.
10 minutes. Thanks, guys.
But those were my favorite movie discussion episodes we've done.
I'll give you one also, Ran, just because I really like the movie. Smashed. Loved that.
I forgot about that one.
We did get a little nice note from James Ponsoldt, the director. I guess that makes it high on my list.
Yeah, that one was good. And I like doing the movie discussion episodes. It's just me and Ryan wait till the last minute for everything. So we could plan weeks ahead that, hey, we're going to do this movie. And then it's the night before we're recording that I'm like, oh, crap, I got to watch this movie. Ryan, we're going to do your first list. So there's certain things we say. Like, if I had to guess, I say a lot of things are interesting or I'm interested in certain movies.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Spoiler alert is another one we say a lot. But there's got to be things over past 2 years that we say probably way too much. So Ryan put together a list of our most overused phrases on the show.
Bonus points if you can figure out which one of us, if not both of us, abuse these phrases. I didn't put spoiler alert on there because I feel like that's more of a joke. But it legitimately started as like, oh, I'm going to say something you might not want to hear, so we're letting you know. Now it's just a joke, so it doesn't count. But our fifth most overused phrase, and it may actually should be higher on the list than this, is, in fact, I'm interested.
Oh, that's me.
We are interested. Dave, you're giving away the bonus points. I was at least hoping that the listeners would have to
identify. Maybe I'm lying.
Perhaps. I'm interested in whatever. That gets thrown around quite a bit. Number four, just the term, fair enough. Sometimes the transitions between ideas are not completely fleshed out. So perhaps when this podcaster hosts an episode, that's if I'm just tired of listening to Dave, that's how I'll end things. And it usually works.
Sometimes. Sometimes I have more to say, though.
Fair enough. Number three, using an actor or director's name as a verb. That's very Spike Lee-y.
Yeah.
It's something that happens.
Guilty as charged.
From time to time. Sometimes when we are talking about actors or actresses and their performance, we do get very in-depth in the way we give our reviews. Very professional. And we might say something like, he nailed it. Or she nailed it. They nailed it. That happens from time to time. And I think the number one most overused phrase is something we use whether the movie's out, whether it's coming out, whether we have seen it, whether we haven't seen it, but you can tell that we're really excited about seeing it. I think we probably said it 30 times talking about the upcoming Marvel movies. I'm excited about Avengers 3. I'm excited about Captain America. We're excited.
I'm excited about a lot. And I caught myself last week was our summer preview episode, and it's like I found myself just like movies I don't care about, I just kind of let go. And then when I was really excited about something, like, oh, I'm so excited for this, but then I realized by like mid-July I thought all I've said this whole episode is I'm excited for that.
So then you changed it up and said I'm interested.
Yes, I'm interested in some of this.
So I think if you look at our summer preview episode, all five of these phrases are just, oh, God, they're all over the place.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Yeah, because I probably said I hope the sacrament isn't too Ty Westy.
I'm sure he did. And he also ran for you. Anything that?
Not off the top of my head. No, like
the self-deprecating ones. We don't need to have an also ran. That's fine. Let's just
most
stick with
five. Most of them. You got there because I wouldn't have been able to do that list because I have no memory.
Well, I listen to these things like 3 times.
I don't.
Fair enough.
But my last list was favorite movie discussion episodes we've done. My next list is movie discussion episodes I'd like to see us do. That we've maybe talked about some of these, we just haven't done them yet. Number 5, I've mentioned it to Ryan, but I don't know that we'll ever actually do it. Any Madea movie, I'm legitimately interested.
Why are you laying this off on me? Like, I'm the one that won't let us watch Madea.
Oh, no, I said I've mentioned it, we just haven't followed through. I wasn't laying it out on you.
I thought there was subtext.
Yeah, no, but I mean, it's just I'm interested to see the appeal because I know a lot of people that love these movies, so I'd like to kind of see why. Number 4
I'm excited about the possibility of doing that.
Number 4 would be an interesting one because I've never seen The Godfather, and I know Ryan likes it, so that would be a good one. Number 3, a movie that I mention all the time that I wanted to do for my birthday, but we didn't. We did not because you didn't allow me.
I think
me.
That
Don't
was my
that.
Idea. We
it was
done
your
that.
Idea.
Yes.
Deep Star 6, one of my favorite movies from late 80s. It's an undersea monster movie that's phenomenal. Number 2, it would be very much like Chronicle because I think you enjoy this movie. And, I mean, the director just put a movie out last week, so we could have done it last week. It's 500 Days of Summer. Most everybody I know loves that movie. I hate that movie so much, and I kind of wouldn't mind doing an episode on that to kind of go back and look and see, like, why do I hate it so much? I know why I hate it, but maybe
I don't think there would be at least a Chronicle level of discord because I like Chronicle more than I like 500
okay,
Days of Summer.
But I hate 500 Days of Summer. And then number 1, it's one that we haven't had a chance to do yet, but in December of 2015, I hope we're still doing it just so we can do Star Wars Episode 7. That's one of those I want to do the weekend it comes
out.
Oh, that'll
be like a real-time discussion episode.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I would like to do that.
We don't do those all the time, but I want to do that. So those are movie discussion episodes I'd like to do sometime in the future. Oh, yeah, I'm hosting this one.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, yeah. So that's me from episodes.
I figured I hosted the first one so you could host two years later.
Yeah. From episodes I'd like to see done to episodes we've done, Ryan's next list. This one you can play at home. This one would probably be one of the easier ones to play along at home with. Our favorite lists we've done.
And this is just my favorite list that we've done. Obviously, Dave probably has some that he prefers. And I think that, exactly, our home audience probably has lists that you may have liked that we hated doing. Like, I don't know, maybe Sword and Sandals. Maybe that was your favorite list. That does not make the list. My list, at least. But number 5, favorite list that we've done. Time travel movies. I think that came out pretty good, and I think we liked all the movies that were on there. Sometimes we have lists that don't necessarily have 5 that we really, really like, but I think the time travel movies we did. Number 4, kind of near and dear to my heart, there's a couple genres that I absolutely love, and horror anthology movies is definitely one of them. I liked putting that list together. Again, I think it had some pretty solid movies on it, and maybe some ones that you hadn't seen. Number 3, relatively recently, was our Christmas movies. Kind of a Ryan and Dave Christmas. Not exactly the Christmas movies you would expect, but I think we built a compelling case on why Lethal Weapon is a great Christmas movie.
It totally is.
It absolutely is. I mean, it starts with snow. There's a lot of snow in that movie. Number 2, again, kind of near and dear to my heart, one of the franchises that I like the most, in addition to Star Wars, is the Friday the 13th franchise. And we've done a couple lists where we were franchise specific. We did a Nightmare on Elm Street one, which I guess was Dave's kind of answer to my Friday the 13th. But since I'm doing this list and I like Friday the 13th, damn it, that's why it's number 2. And number 1 really shouldn't be a shocker for anyone that my favorite list that we've ever done was from just a couple months ago. It's our favorite Anna Kendrick movies. Because she's adorable.
That one was good. And she'll probably come up later this episode.
Oh, I guarantee
episode.
It.
I like a lot of those. One of them I'll mention later because I hope it shows up on your next list that we'll get to. If it doesn't, I'll mention it then.
If there's no crossover, I'll replace it.
Yeah. I don't know. We've done so many that I even have trouble like thinking back to what I like the Nightmare one, the Nightmare on Elm Street one. Listener Jason West jumped in and helped out with that. Basically October. We take October seriously here at Movies on Up. And
that's the only month we take seriously?
Yeah, the last two Octobers have been like, it gets hard. Because the first year was kind of like, oh, favorite 80s horror movies, favorite so-and-so. But I like all the I like horror movies. And I feel like, I don't think we talk about them as much as you would think for as much as me and you like horror.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why we take October so seriously, is because we dedicate a whole month to horror movies.
It gives us an excuse.
And we're both big-time horror fans, but we talk about so much other stuff that I feel like our love of horror really only comes out in October. So, you know, I don't remember any off the top of my head, but I really like our October episodes that we do. As Ryan mentioned earlier, there are maybe some movies that, you know, we're interested in, or some movies
we're excited about.
Or we're excited about. And or maybe some that, you know, we aren't interested in or we aren't excited about. We thought it'd be fun to just each pick five movies that we were wrong about. Because especially, not so much now, but especially in news episodes, during casting news and everything, it would be like, I'm interested in that. Or, oh, that's going to be terrible. Or summer preview, fall preview, whatever we do. We do give a lot of opinions. So I thought it'd be interesting. So these are just our five movies that we were wrong about, whether we thought they were going to suck and they were good, or vice versa. We thought they were going to be good and they were very, very terrible. So Ryan, what's your number five?
I actually like all of these movies. So I'm wrong for either one reason. My number five specifically, I thought it was going to be a really big hit, and it wasn't.
Is it Cloud Atlas?
No. Oh. It is a movie that we both like a lot. We both saw it together. It's Pacific Rim. I love that movie. But I thought everyone else was going to love it. So that's why I feel like I was wrong about it.
I almost put that on for that same reason, because like we both talked it up. Like I thought, oh, this is $250 million movie. This is going to put Guillermo del Toro. Like he's going to become like he's already a big time director, but this is going to put him in a position he can make anything he wants with as big a budget as he wants. And I like that you say we saw it together. I went to see it. You happened to be at the movies.
Yes, I mean, we saw it together.
Yeah, it wasn't planned, but we just happened to be there to see it at the same time. But yeah, no, this one was on my radar. I just left it off. My number five, I had a lot of bad to say about Kick-Ass 2 coming out. I didn't like Wadlow as the director and writer. I was bummed Vaughn wasn't coming back. I didn't like the adding of Jim Carrey, and I thought it was going to get too big. And you know what? The first 40 minutes of that movie were proving everything right that I thought. The first 40 minutes are bad. It's just trying to imitate the first movie. But once that movie takes a turn and becomes its own movie, I love the hell out of Kick-Ass 2. I really, really loved it. Like once it takes a while to get going, but once it takes that turn, it was really, really good. And I mean, the first one's damn near flawless. That's another, we did a discussion episode on that I just now remembered too.
Yes, we did.
The first one's so flawless that I can't put it up at that level, but I think for what it did as a different movie, once it became its own movie, I thought it was very, very good.
I liked it. I also liked my number four, not as much as I wanted to. This was one that I thought this could be one of my, maybe not my favorites of all time, but it's definitely in a genre that I like. It's an anthology horror movie, and I like the way they're going about VHS. It just never quite reached the heights that I mean, obviously, I didn't think it was going to be successful like from a monetary standpoint, but I thought it would be a really interesting anthology horror movie and a good way to kind of do a found footage one. That and the sequel both have kind of just laid flat. I like them, but I wish they'd have been so much better than they were.
And that's the thing, is I love the idea. I did not like VHS. I did not like VHS 2. I'll see VHS Viral, which is essentially VHS 3. But yeah, that's a good one. My number four, a movie that all the signs led to it being bad. It's giant budget. It's March release date. It's director who hasn't really done anything in a while. But, you know, I like Nicholas Holt. I like Ewan McGregor. So I had hope for Jack the Giant Slayer. I was really interested, really excited for Jack the Giant Slayer. And it let me down. It slayed my hopes and dreams of it being a good movie,
yeah,
and
movie
it just
sucked.
Wasn't. Yeah, the movie was terrible.
My number three is a movie that both you and I weren't interested in. We thought it was going to be a bad movie. Now, turns out it wasn't bad, but I thought that we were going to be in the minority thinking nobody's going to care about a race car driving movie with Thor. But then I convinced myself that, no, that's just us. People like Thor. People like Ron Howard. People are going to love Rush. And Daniel Brühl got nominated for a Golden Globe for that. I ended up liking it, but no one else did. So I was wrong. I thought that movie was going to make a lot of money, and I was wrong.
My number three, I love mobster guys. I love stuff where you're put in a position to do something. So the idea of Christopher Walken getting released from prison and being picked up by the guy who has to kill him by the end of the day, I love that idea. But then you throw in, what's her name? Annabelle Timlin or whatever. Mattabelle, whatever her name is. She's a terrible.
Annalee Tipton.
No, she's a terrible actress. A terrible plot. Walken being Walken and just not a good movie. Stand up, guys. I had high hopes.
Arkin in there.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be good, and it was the opposite of that.
I kind of liked that movie, too.
I hated it. Addison Timlin.
Addison Timlin. My number two is a movie we both love, but when it was selected as a fantasy film ball pick from a listener, we chuckled. We laughed at this doofus. How could you possibly think that Silver Linings Playbook is a legitimate fantasy film ball movie? And it was. There's not much to explain here. I was wrong. I didn't think the Oscar noms are going to be there, and it made a lot more money than I thought it would, too.
I love the movie. Yep. It made a lot of money. It was nominated for a lot of awards. My number two kind of went under the radar. It was when we were still doing trailers, and this trailer really, I think we talked about it a couple times. We brought it up a few times because it reminded Ryan of a movie that's dear to his heart, They Live. It was Branded. The trailer was cool. Trailer made it look good. The movie, it turned out to be one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life. Nothing like what the trailer made it seem like it would be. Terrible, 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 terrible movie.
Yeah, that was awful. That one very should have made my list.
I hated that movie.
Yeah.
But I was very interested in it based on the trailer. Shame on me.
I feel like I actually want to switch and make that my number one, but I can't. Because my number one, I thought I was going to like it. I thought after hearing some of the buzz that came out of the Toronto Film Festival that, this is a pretty interesting movie. I was all prepared to be smug when I was right about Cloud Atlas. Turns out I was wrong.
I was the smug one.
Cloud Atlas. You were the smug one. And maybe it's just me being stubborn, but I still think I kind of like the movie. But it's very convoluted, very difficult to follow. No one else liked the movie. And actually, when I went to see it in the theaters, I sort of fell asleep twice. So that's maybe not the most ringing endorsement for Cloud Atlas. But yeah, I'm going to put that as the movie that I was the most wrong about.
Sometimes we make bold statements, bold predictions. Like
I was hoping this would
we'll
make
say.
List.
We'll say like, oh, Chiwetel Ejiofor in 12 Years a Slave joining Brad Pitt, Michael Fassbender. That movie's going to be at least nominated for a ton of awards. Oh, Leonardo DiCaprio, Jonah Hill, Martin Scorsese. That's going to get nominated for a ton of awards. Hey, this trailer for Dallas Buyers Club, Jared Leto looks like an Oscar winner in this movie.
Daniel Day-Lewis is Abraham Lincoln. Yes,
and
Oscar
he was.
Winner.
But then occasionally we'll have some like somebody, not naming names, but one of us will claim, oh, Julianne Moore and Chloe Grace Moretz are going to get Oscar noms for Carrie with a great screenwriter, a great director. They're both set up for success in this movie. And then the Oscar, they just overlooked it.
They probably just didn't see the movie.
Probably. It was a good movie. It was decent, but no Oscar noms for Carrie, which was my number one. I was wrong about Carrie. I thought Carrie was going to be a lot bigger than it was. It was not. Yeah, so Ryan, before that, Ryan did the list, his favorite list that we've done. This one I like the idea of, but I'm glad Ryan took the list because there's only one that really sticks out to me that I'd like to do. But this is Ryan's favorite lists we wouldn't mind redoing, which maybe we can because screw you. We ain't played by no rules.
A couple of these lists, movies have come out since we've done the list where absolutely that would be on there. But you know, we can only put on what we've seen. So yeah, these are the top five that I think either we would like a mulligan on or there's been enough that's come out since then that I think we could do a better list. My number five, I think the list was spawned by Dave's bold proclamation that this character was going to be one of the best movie villains in film history.
And he was.
And he was okay. That, of course, Benedict Cumberbatch, when we did our movie villains episode. I think that we could probably, and God, if we do this in 2 years, there's going to be another Star Wars villain for me to put in there. So
played by Cumberbatch, hopefully.
I've got my fingers crossed, but we'll have to see. Number four, I guess we're talking about redoing lists, remaking lists. So my number four would be movies that we'd like to see remade.
This is the one that I was going to do. Like, it's one of my favorite. I had a lot of fun doing this one, and I wouldn't mind redoing it. Not to redo it, but
maybe add more. Yeah.
I think my number one was Boy and His Dog. Like, there was some good Deep Star 6 was on there. Like, there was some good stuff on there. Not that I don't want to see that stuff remade, but just like five more movies I'd like to see remade. Because, you know, I don't have the hatred of remakes. And if it's done well, and I think all of ours, I think we both made great cases for why we wanted to see them remade, not just because, oh, I don't like watching old movies or I don't like reading stuff. So I think that list was a lot of fun because it really made me think a lot. And that would be a cool one to do again at some point.
And there really were no rules for that because it didn't have to be a certain genre or have a certain actor. It would really be anything we wanted. Which was, I think, what made it very difficult to do. My number three is a very specific genre, kind of. It's sex comedies. There are so many of them that come out that I feel like if we waited another year and a half, there would probably be another two that would have to make the list. That would be one of the ones that is sort of always evolving.
And that's a fun one to do because there are so many. Because
I love sex.
But there's so many crap ones. So the ones that are good are really, really good. So that list was kind of easy because, like, yeah, I can come up with a dozen, but only half of those I like. So I liked that one, but they do come out so rapidly.
My number two is a very specific list, and it may not even be a list that you would think that, oh, this was a list episode, but I would absolutely love to take another swing at my five favorite movies from 2013. There's been a couple that I've seen in 2014 that came out in 2013. If I could time travel back and see it in 2013, it absolutely would have made my list. But those ones are very hard to do because we can only put on, again, what we had
seen to
that point. So, yeah, I'd love to take another swing at that one. And my number one list that I would like to redo, again, because of since work and even projecting into the very near future with this summer, I would love to do another list of my five favorite Anna Kendrick movies. Because I think she'll have at least one this summer that could end up on that list.
Yeah. And I mean, by, you know, next summer is Pitch Perfect 2. So
right.
Maybe for Valentine's Day, we can have another top 10 Anna Kendrick movies.
I'd be okay with that.
But
let's just make a top 15. Let's not exclude. Let's just include.
Speaking of Anna Kendrick, she comes up on the show a lot.
Surprise guest.
Yeah. She comes up on the show quite a bit. So we decided to make a list of our most mentioned actresses. I think at least two of them have been name dropped already this episode. So
yeah, I'm sure of it.
If not, no, I think, yeah, at least two of them have been name dropped this episode. So our five most mentioned actresses. Number five is a little weird. It's a curveball because she's not from the world of movies.
She's a man, baby.
She's from the world of television because I feel like I take any chance I get to say, hey, watch Orphan Black Saturdays at 9 on BBC America and check out Tatiana Maslany doing the best acting performance you will ever see. And I feel like I drop that in as much as I possibly can in a movie podcast because we don't have a podcast dedicated directly to Orphan Black, which I wish I did. But yeah, I think
I've still never seen it.
Yeah, it's so good. It's Saturdays 9, BBC America.
Oh, got it.
First season is on Amazon Prime for streaming for free. Number four, not so much lately, but there was a run where Jessica Chastain was mentioned quite a bit.
She was in a bunch of things.
She was in a bunch of things, and she's one of those that anytime like a key woman part comes up, not that sounds weird, a key role for a woman, Jessica Chastain is pretty much perfect because I think she's a phenomenal actress and probably one of the best ones working right now. Number three, J-Law gets mentioned a lot, but it's not Jennifer Lawrence. It's another Jennifer that Ryan is in love with. It is Jennifer Garner. Ryan tries to name drop her anytime possible.
She's in a lot of good things, like Draft Day.
Yeah.
Elektra. I think I talked about Elektra in our last episode.
Butter.
I like Butter.
Butter was okay. Yeah. Number two, she got mentioned earlier in this episode, Star Sound of My Voice, The East,
Days Dreams.
Yeah. Britt Marling. She comes up a lot because I think she's doing some of the best stuff out there right now as far as not just acting but creating. Like, she's phenomenal. And then number one.
Wait a minute.
I'm not even going to say it. You know who our number one is. She's come up right before I did this list. We dedicated a Valentine's Day episode to her. She was a star of Pitch Perfect, the upcoming Pitch Perfect 2, Rapturepalooza. We fell in love with her in Rocket Science. Yeah. I will not name her because she's more than number one.
She's
on this list.
She's number one
in life.
Right.
So that is our five most mentioned actresses. But to show that we like both, we'll take it both ways. Ryan put together a list of probably our most mentioned actors.
I'm going to go with our top five man crushes. I think that's probably a good way to explain it. And what I've done with this list is I've given you the actor, and I've also kind of put a movie associated with that actor as to maybe why Dave or myself might have a man crush with the guy, or both. I feel like this list is going to be far more contentious than our actress list was. Like,
oh, because I can come up with probably a top five in my head.
Oh, and I'm sure, I feel like at least four of them are on here, but I'm afraid you might get pissed off at the order that they're in.
I feel like I profess my man love more than you might.
I think you do, and some of the ones that are really heavy on your list are at the bottom, because that just goes one way. But we'll start with number five. At the inception of this podcast, this guy got a lot of run.
We did an episode on the movie that caused a lot of that discussion.
We did. We recorded an interview with him that was lost to time. It's Mikey Fassbender, and that particular movie that you may want to check out is Shame. You see his dong. So why not want to check that out?
He's also one of the, like, he's an amazing actor. Like, everything he's been in, phenomenal.
I think all these guys are
And that's the
really
thing, is
good.
It's not like, oh, these guys are so hot. Just like our women. It wasn't like, oh, they're beautiful, that's why we like them. They all do awesome work.
Yeah, no, I think, like, like, I mean, nothing against Jennifer Garner, but I think, like, the top two are super talented.
Yeah, with maybe the exception of Jennifer Garner, super awesome, doing phenomenal work and just doing cool stuff. And it's not just like, oh, they're pretty, we like them. It's, no, we're legit fans of their work,
Much like Mike Fassbender. Dave is a legit fan of this next guy, and maybe his work with animals. There was a time where I think every week Dave showed me a picture on his phone of our number four, Tom Hardy, with a puppy.
If
or
you
two.
Google Tom Hardy puppies and do the image search, there's so much that comes up, and you can't help but smile. Plus, he is an amazing actor. Like, I feel like he's almost being wasted on the big screen because, I mean, he's done British miniseries that really show off his talent. I thought he was great as Bane. He's had really good performance. The Drop coming up with Gandolfini, I think it comes out this fall. That movie looks phenomenal. Like, he's really, really good, and he's one of those that can, at this point, can do anything he wants, and he's doing whatever he wants, which is very cool, and I respect that. He's so adorable and charming, and him, his love of puppies.
And this is our number four.
I don't even love puppies, but I love Tom Hardy's love of puppies.
And if you want to check out a movie that features all of his talents, check out Bronson.
Yes, Bronson has all of his talents.
Yep, see
his dick
in that too. Number three, I think this is where it starts to, like, share a little bit. And maybe I throw a little bit of a curveball. Number three is a guy that I don't think either of us necessarily started the podcast liking. It's not McAvoy, who has had a thing named after him, the McAvoy turn. This guy has completed the McAvoy turn, and it is Channing Tatum. And I guess the obvious movie would be Magic Mike, but not for Dave and I. It's 21 Jump Street.
Well, the thing is it got dubbed the McAvoy turn. The Tatum turn happened before that. And even before the Tatum turn was the Chris Evans turn, because I hated Chris Evans until Sunshine, and then I watched everything he ever did. The Tatum turn happened quick. Like, I was never into Tatum until 21 Jump Street. Now I'll watch anything he does. McAvoy turn, it's got a better ring to it.
Than Tatum turn, yeah.
Yeah, although Tatum turn's fun to say.
Some alliteration.
Yeah, but yeah, so I do like Channing Tatum. I'm a big fan. 22 Jump Street.
Enjoying
theaters
well.
This June or July, something.
This summer. And that Jupiter Ascending. Come on, Wachowskis, redeem yourselves. Number two, another handsome actor who's maybe a bit more varied in what he does. Some things he's tremendous in, like one of the movies that I was wrong on. Other things, maybe not so much. And I picked a really early movie from Bradley Cooper, Wet Hot American Summer. He's by no means the star of that movie, but he shows up. You can see that he kind of gets it. Funny dude, talented dude, good-looking dude. I liked Limitless for what it's worth. I know Dave didn't like it as much, but I think the dude's a really competent actor that I think still maybe to this point, maybe not so much after Silver Linings, because I think that was just like, oh, yeah, the dude's attractive, but he's really talented too. I think that's kind of what's going to actually let him be an actor as opposed to just a hot dude.
Yeah, and that's where, I mean, I liked him even before. Like, he had a sitcom on Fox forever ago.
He appeared in a show on television with Jennifer Garner.
Yeah, yeah, he was on Alias. He had Kitchen Confidential, which I loved. He was in Wedding Crashers, but Hangover kind of blew him up into a star. And Limitless and The Words, luckily that phase of his career didn't go on for too long because of Silver Linings Playbook, basically because of David O. Russell, because it's very easy for somebody to get that stardom and then just make these disposable movies that you can throw out, and they'll make you make them cheap enough, they'll make money, like Limitless, but they're kind of throwaway movies. Luckily, that phase of his career didn't last very long, and he's doing awesome stuff, and I really like his eyes are beautiful.
They may be the most beautiful on this list, but then again, they may not be, because we still have our number one, which after as much as you've just gone on and on and on about, especially Tom Hardy, it may surprise you that he's not number one on the list. But this is a guy that I feel like whenever we're talking about casting, this guy we always pick. If it's a dude, we're always like, oh yeah, the perfect casting for anything is Ryan Gosling. Just put him in anything, and we're pretty much on board.
Yeah, I would think that, or I thought you were going to go Benedict Cumberbatch. He would probably be an also-ran, because I've gushed about Cumberbatch a lot.
You have, but that's the thing. Like, to be number one, I feel like I have to have at least said some glowing things. And I like Cumberbatch. He's fine. But Gosling, with Drive, I think specifically, we were just like, oh,
yeah.
Shit. I mean, I loved him in Lars and the Real Girl. But I think Drive was just kind of that, where it's acceptable to like kind of have a man crush on the dude, because you will...
And
kick your face off.
It's funny because one and two, what almost made my list of movies we were wrong about, stars one and two, because I had such high hopes for Place Beyond the Pines, and I wasn't into it.
Yeah.
I left it off the list. But yeah, no, Gosling's good. He seems to have faded. He's been directing that movie with Christina Hendricks, which I'm still excited to see. I'm interested in it. But he seems to have faded. He's not working as much as he was. He had that phase where he had three movies in the top 15 because they all came out around the same time. That's our most mentioned actresses and actors. One of them took a little longer to do than the other, which might be a little weird.
No, it probably isn't surprising.
But we used to do news episodes, as I mentioned. I like news episodes. My whole thing when doing this podcast was, hey, there's not really any podcasts that focus on the news.
And there still aren't.
There still aren't. Because we did, and then we realized this is a lot of work. But there were things about the news episodes that I liked. I just didn't like the preparation. So my top four things that I miss most about news episodes. Number four, the news. I liked following stories. I like getting the casting from the beginning and just kind of following movies until they come out. Watch This. We did that a little bit after abandoning the news episode, but we just kind of abandoned that, where every episode we had to suggest something related to something else in that episode.
Now when we do a list, we just give you five Watch Thises.
Yeah.
Watch These.
Yeah. So I liked doing that. I'm a big box office dude. I love talking about box office. We still do it occasionally, but not so much weekly like we talk overall. I like doing the over-under. I like throwing out my guesses on what movies are going to open at, and I like the discussion of what did well over the weekend. And then number one, I'm a trailer fiend. I love trailers. I still watch a ton of trailers, and there's so many times where it's like, oh, I want to talk to Ryan about this, but He won't watch trailers if I don't make him. So
that's true. The only trailers I watch are the trailers in front of the films that I go to see.
Yeah, and I like trailers a lot. So I do miss news episodes, but I like having timeless episodes that you can go download whenever and hopefully listen to.
Multiple times.
I don't care how many times you listen. Just check it out once.
Conversely, I miss nothing about not doing movie.
So we did episodes. That's what I miss about news episodes. Ryan did this next list. We did most mentioned actresses, most mentioned actors. A lot of movies come up more often than others. Ryan compiled a list of our most mentioned movies over the last 2 years.
And again, this isn't scientific. I mean, there may actually be movies that we've mentioned more, but
we didn't go through and count.
No, spoiler alert, I did not do that. I feel like my number five just barely made the list at number five, and it's already been mentioned once this podcast with the movie that it just beat out for the number five slot. So I'm just going to go ahead and call it a tie for number five. It's number six, Deep Star 6, and A Boy and His Dog. I think I've had that on like two or three lists. Dave likes it a lot, too. I'm not sure why Deep Star 6 gets mentioned as much as
oh,
it does.
Oh, that's all me.
Yeah, but I think I kind of encourage it at this point.
I love that movie.
And I'm sure we'll do an episode on it down the line. Oh, horror movie, I guess you might say. Number four, also a horror movie that is a perfect movie. I believe that you think it's perfect. I damn well know it's perfect. It is The Thing. It could be number one on almost any list I do. Sometimes I leave it off just because.
It's made a lot of lists. Like, we've managed to put it on a lot of lists.
John Carpenter lists. Yeah. Like, I think we did a least favorite remakes, and that made the list.
I think that was what inspired it.
I think it was, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's number four. Number three is a movie that we don't necessarily, we didn't talk a lot about because we had seen it at the time, but I think it's great that you put this after our news episode, because there have been a couple movies that we kind of followed from casting all the way through its release, and this movie was one that we talked about every week because it kept adding to the cast, and you already made mention of the cast of 12 Years a Slave. It was literally every week we did a news episode, it was like, oh my God, and they just cast Hush Puppy. Oh my God. And they just cast Brad Pitt. Oh my, it was just ridiculous. So we kind of talked about it for, it seemed like four months at a time, straight.
And I love Chiwetel. Like, that, I've been a big Chiwetel fan forever, so I would bring this up all the time about, like, this going to change his career. Like, this could be his, should be his Oscar.
Yeah, he'll win an Oscar for this role.
Yeah, I was wrong there. But,
well,
yeah,
that was an act of God. Yeah. And McConaughey. Number two, and this is kind of a cop-out, because it's really, At this point, it's six movies, though we'll be expanding that to nine. It is one of the Star Wars movies. I seem to find a way to work in one of the George Lucas movies in, I would say, probably like one out of every two podcasts. So that one's kind of on me. But number one is a movie that's kind of on. It might be your Star Wars, I guess. I wouldn't say that it has as many sequels. It does have a sequel, and they're talking about doing a reboot. It is Gremlins. We both like that quite a lot, but they really like
Gremlins.
Yeah,
I'll mention that any chance I get. Like, it's, I love Gremlins. Gremlins and Die Hard and Point Break are probably three that I would have thought of right away, because I try to mention those any chance I get, but especially Gremlins, because I adore that movie so much. Those are our most mentions. I think Point Break and Die Hard are really the only ones that come to mind that maybe we miss. Or I try to mention Pitch Perfect a lot. I know there's movies that I try to squeeze on a list, and that I cut them off a list because they show up a lot. One odd one is Death at a Funeral. Seems to come up quite a bit, which is like a left field choice.
That's true, but I feel like whenever that gets mentioned, they both get, both deaths at a funeral get mentioned.
Yeah, like
so
death,
hard
is,
to
Death at a Funeral altogether, like
right.
Both of them, because I never talk about just one of them.
You can't, because they're the same thing.
Yeah,
kind of.
But this is another list we both did. We talk about a lot of movies on this show. Between news episodes, between our Watch This, where we would always give suggestions at the end of episodes, even our lists. Our lists are always top five, but we do well more than, we do way over the 10 combined. We also have our also-rans. We have certain movies will lead us on tangents about other movies. So we've talked about a lot of movies on this show. This list was a lot harder than I thought, but I like the idea of it. This is our, we each did it, our favorite movies we don't think we've mentioned yet. Whether it just hasn't fit on a list or we just haven't, just for whatever reason, movies we love that I don't necessarily remember mentioning. And if we, or if we did, they've been maybe once and just kind of glossed over. So, Ryan, what's your number five favorite movie you don't think you've mentioned yet?
I kind of went more towards the glossed over because these are movies that I legitimately love. I don't think I've put them on a list yet. And if I have, I haven't talked about them as much as I should because I really do like them. My number five, Cedar Rapids. I think it's really, really a funny movie, but I don't know like what kind of genre we would have put it on in comedies. I don't think we've done like five favorite Ed Helms movies yet, which is a damn shame that there isn't more because he was awesome in Cedar Rapids. I love that movie.
That's a good one. And yeah, I don't think we've mentioned it all that much. My number five, an actor I try to bring up any chance I get, but it doesn't happen all that much. It's an Australian movie, which shouldn't be a surprise. It's Griff the Invisible from a few years ago. I don't know that I've mentioned it before. It's Ryan Kwan.
You were just telling me how much today you love Ryan Kwan.
I do love Ryan Kwan. I don't remember why I was telling you that. I think it was just
because I watch Knights of Badassdom.
Oh yeah, he's in that. I love Ryan Kwan.
He is.
Yeah, he's in Griff the Invisible. He's making a lot of different kind of movies over in Australia. Hasn't really found that American movie star success yet, but he hasn't really tried, to be fair. But Griff the Invisible is really cool. It's weird to call it a superhero movie. It's a good movie on depression and loneliness and. Much like Paperman. Paperman's that Ryan Reynolds movie that is a good take on depression. Griff the Invisible is very much in that same vein where it's using a
Michael Rapaport had a movie similar to Griff. I can't remember what it was called.
I can't remember the name of it. I know exactly what
it
is.
Yeah, it was a prescription drug.
The Defender?
No. I think it was the name of the drug that he was on. I'll see if I can find it
while
you're talking.
But that's my number five.
Okay, that means stop talking immediately so I can't go to IMDb. So I will just lay that off on you to find the Michael Rapaport movie about, I don't think he was depressed, but he had some kind of chemical imbalance. My number four, I feel like you'd have to have a chemical imbalance if you don't think one of the funniest movies in the world is Black Dynamite. This one may have appeared on a list. It should appear on every list we do because the movie is so great. I mean, you want to talk about how you should spoof something. Take a look at this, a haunted house. This is how you spoof not just a genre, but it's how you spoof like an entire decade of films. And it's Black Dynamite from 2009. It's spawned a comic series. I really hope they do another Black Dynamite movie because that would just be tremendous dynamite.
Special is the name of that movie. And Black Dynamite's a good choice. That's one that I didn't think of, but that movie I absolutely love. I mean, we've mentioned it before, but
I'm sure
it hasn't really expressed
not enough.
The kind of love that it is. My number four, I think I've mentioned it in talking about Heath Ledger or Abbie Cornish, neither of who we talk about that much, one for
obvious reasons.
Yeah, and the other doesn't work as much over here as she should, minus RoboCop. A movie called Candy. It's another Australian movie. If you want an acting movie that's well-written, that's got a compelling enough story, also deals with drug addiction and drug use, which another movie up higher on my list does also. Candy is a heartbreaking movie. One of the most gut-wrenching endings I've ever seen in a movie. Like, it sticks with me. Heath Ledger is so phenomenal in this movie. Abbie Cornish is... why she's not a bigger star, I don't get it. Like, this girl can act. She's phenomenal. And Candy is just these two amazing actors just going face-to-face. It's something special to watch.
My number three is not about drug addiction. It's another comedy. I guess I feel like I like comedies, and maybe we don't talk about them as much. And I don't know why I love Role Models as much as I do, but I absolutely love that movie. David Wayne is a ridiculously funny dude in his own right. He directed. Paul Rudd probably could have been on our list of man crush actors, but it's really hard to take off anybody that we had on that list. So I guess Paul Rudd's an also ran, but I love me some Role Models. Maybe it's the LARPing, which I guess is what caused me to watch Knights of Badassdom. Anyway, but I like LARPing. I like Paul Rudd. I love Role Models.
That movie's so good. My number three, I know I've mentioned it, but probably more in passing. And I love this movie on the level of, like, Willow. Willow, I've expressed my love for numerous times. I adore this movie as from my childhood. The Black Cauldron. You know, I didn't grow up watching the Disney musicals, and I've said that before, but that's pretty much the only time Black Cauldron gets mentioned is, oh, I didn't grow up on Disney musicals, but I love The Black Cauldron. It's a Disney movie from the early 80s based on a very cool book that was adapted very coolly. Just a very, very, very good movie. Like, now it runs a little slow now, and the animation is a little rough, but it's still such a phenomenal movie. I watch it with my kids. I bought my nephew a copy of it when he was born. Like, I love this movie. And, yeah, I know I've mentioned it before, but the number of times I've mentioned it is not proportionate to the amount of love I have for this movie.
I don't feel like we talk about documentaries an awful lot.
I try not to.
Yeah. And that's, I guess I probably try not to as well, because I don't really love documentaries. They have to be on something.
I do, which is weird. I don't know why we don't talk about them.
Maybe that'll be a list further on down the road, our five favorite documentaries. This would make the list. It would be pretty high on the list. It's The King of Kong. The characters, and I shouldn't really call them characters because they're actual people, but I think as far as, like, movie villains go, how can Billy not be a movie villain the same way Steve is like your movie hero?
And I mean, there's been talk. The documentary's so good and the story's so compelling. There's been talk of making it a narrative, like making a movie of it that's not a documentary, like
right.
Just telling the story that way, because it's set up for it. And that's, yeah, I mean, a lot of documentaries. Just you say documentary, I mentioned like five off the top of my head that I absolutely love that I've never mentioned, but for some reason I never mentioned documentaries on this movie show.
I feel like the only times I do is when I'm talking about the Tiffany documentary. Which,
yes, I think we're alone now.
Yeah, which is tremendous, but yeah. I don't. As much as I like that, I don't think I've mentioned The King of Kong. So
yeah,
there you go.
And I know I mentioned Dig because we had our favorite episodes about bands or something. I think we did a bonus music documentary one, but this movie is not yet rated. It's awesome. Like, there's so many good documentaries that we could go on and on. My number two,
Monster Camp,
Jesus Camp. I don't know that I've ever mentioned it, but I love this movie so much. I love Billy Crudup. I mention Billy Crudup all the time because of Big Fish. He's one that I always thought should be a bigger movie star, and he's just not. He's done really, really cool stuff. But I fell in love with him with Jesus' Son, which is another one about drug use and addiction. I fell in love with him, and I fell in love with Samantha Morton because of this movie. Two phenomenal actors. She blows me away in everything she's in. She's another one that had a good career but never hit that, like, superstardom level that her talent deserves. But, I mean, Jack Black shows up in this, Holly Hunter, Dennis Leary. There's so many people show up in this movie. It's all vignettes starring Billy Crudup's character at different phases of his addiction and of his healing process. But it's such a good movie, so entertaining, and just very, very fun. But I don't feel like I've ever expressed my love for Jesus' Son.
I'm relatively sure that I've never express my love for my number one. It may be the only movie that I've actually never spoken of on this podcast, and I don't think it's a movie that a bunch of people are going to be unfamiliar with. And maybe it's kind of a representation of a bunch of movies from this particular studio, and I'm just kind of hoisting the Toxic Avenger as the mascot for Troma, which he pretty much is anyway. But growing up, I saw the Toxic Avenger cartoon before I saw the movie. I think it was the Toxic Crusaders. It was like a Saturday morning cartoon that I used to watch, and I thought, boy, this is kind of funny. Had the action figure. And then I remember being at the video store with my mom, and I was like, hey, Mom, look, it's a Toxic Avenger movie. Can I get that? And she was like, I don't know. It's rated R. But I was like, don't worry about it. I watch the cartoon every morning. You see that. There's really, how bad can this be? Turns out it was pretty bad, but pretty awesome at the same time. Is it a great movie? No, probably not. But I love the way Troma just looks at movie making. And this kind of encapsulates all that. It's irreverent. It's over the top. It's sensational for the sake of sensationalism. It's good pulp. It's the Toxic Avenger.
Yeah, and I mean, this got some run because there was a few week in the news episodes where there was talk of Arnold Schwarzenegger starring in the remake. So this did get some run, but it's another one that, you know, I know it's you love it. We don't talk about a lot of the trauma movies as much as we enjoy them. My number one is a movie, I think I'm almost positive I've never mentioned it. It's one of my favorite comedies, and it's such a random movie. Because, you know, you'll have those movies that maybe were forgotten or that you saw and just kind of you kind of forgot about. This movie, I don't even know how we stumbled across it. Go back to when me and Jason West were roommates. We randomly stumbled on this movie from 2002 starring Trevor Furman, Matthew Lawrence, Eldon Hansen, Martin Starr, called Cheats. And I swear to God, it's one of the funniest, most quotable comedies I've ever seen. It was one of those that anytime it was on, we would watch it. I bought the DVD that I had to order on Amazon and pay too much money for because it was a hard DVD to find. That I absolutely loved this movie, and I watched it all the time. And it's just, it's so funny. Like, there's so many quotes, like, this came out around the time when so many of my aim away messages were just lines from this movie. He's never seen karate like my karate. Like Edward Nappleby, Nestle Crunch, that's all I'm saying. Like there's really good quotes that out of context make no sense, but when you watch the movie, it's really, really funny. The characters are great. It's just this group of high school kids that are trying to cheat their way through high school and kind of get it over their heads. And it's brilliant. It's so funny. Written and directed by Andrew Garland, who really hasn't done anything of substance since then. He had that virginity hit movie that kind of made the rounds a few years ago, but nothing else he's done has really even come close to the level of genius that Cheats is. It's such a simple premise, but it was so well done and so funny and so quotable. And if you can hunt down Cheats, it's an amazing movie.
So now we can take all of these movies off of this list because we've talked about them all now.
Yep.
Definitely, for sure.
Yeah, that's it for 2 years. I mean, we've been doing this 2 years. We've talked about a lot. We've talked about a lot today. We're going to keep talking about a lot. Like, as the show goes on and the show gets older, what are some of the things you're most excited to either keep talking about or talk about?
I think it's just having the chance to have the outlet to talk about movies. I mean, if you happen to encounter me on the street, there's probably a 75% chance that we're going to end up talking about movies because I like them that much. But to have like kind of a longer form discussion, which is about a bunch of movies, and to do it every week, I'm thrilled to have the opportunity to do that. So to be able to continue doing that in the future is something I very much look forward to. And kind of the other thing that I like is Dave and I, for as much as we kind of differ on some of the movies we like, see also Chronicle, I feel like we do have similar tastes, at least in things. So if Dave talks about a movie that I haven't seen and he likes it, there's a good chance that I will. But I'm kind of hoping over the next couple years that we do seem like we have a pretty varied audience in your tastes. So I think it would be rad to hear from you guys about what you like. Because, I mean, yeah, I see a lot of movies, but I do take a lot of suggestions from people, and I end up watching them, and I end up liking them. So it just, maybe it's because I'm lazy. Find good movies for me to watch, people. That would be awesome. For me, I don't know if it's I would like to have this element in the podcast, or I'd like to switch and change that. I guess in a perfect world, we just continue to do the podcast, and you know, we get maybe some involvement from folks that are listening. I'm thrilled that you do listen. That's really all we ask that you do, because it makes us feel a little bit less silly for sitting in a room by ourselves for a couple hours a week. It's nice to know you're out there, and it'd be awesome to hear from you too.
Yeah, I'm excited to. I mean, obviously, Star Wars is going to be big. To see what keeps going on with Marvel, like, I think now's a great time for movies in general. Not just because of like Marvel and Star Wars and. I think the summers are getting to be more catered towards, you know, legitimate movie fans and not just people that want to spend $10 for something to do on a Wednesday afternoon. So I think the summers are getting better. I think award season is getting a lot more interesting because the last two Oscars, we've been lucky that, you know, the two Oscars that we've been doing have been very compelling. They've been interesting. They haven't been oh, this is going to win this, this is going to win this. Like, you have that still, but there's still surprises and there's still, you know, there's snubs, there's elements that I like all that. Like, overall, I just like talking movies. And the fact that anybody is willing to listen to me and Ryan babble on about what sometimes seems like the same five movies every week, it's pretty awesome. And that's why we do try to reach out there for lists sometimes, like, and go and challenge ourselves and, like, oh, let's do favorite movies that have a non-human co-star and make us think of different things. And I like doing the list because it does make you look at movies a little different when you narrow it down. And just listener interaction. I love every time, you know, if you send us soap, if you email us. We need to get better on the Twitter and the Facebook. I realize that. And a lack of listener interaction, a lot of that is on us. But I'd love to throw watch this back on the end of every episode. It's just we're not doing them. If I reach out on Twitter and you give me, hey, watch this movie, we'll throw it on episode. Like, that's the only thing I want to see grow is that we get more, because we're running out of ideas. We need more listener.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, it's not necessarily more of us is a great thing. It's not necessarily a bad thing, but more of you would be great. And we'd love to integrate that into the show. If it's, you know, just reading your top five list of whatever we're doing, or even if you want to send us one from a couple weeks ago, we, you know, there's nothing saying that we wouldn't add that on there too.
But I mean, I like our stupid games. I like Box Office Bash. I like Fantasy Film Ball. Those are two main ones. I like them. They're fun for me. I hope you enjoy them at least. I hope you follow when you play. But it's been a fun 2 years, and I hope to keep going. I know we're going to keep going. We haven't talked about quitting anytime.
We definitely have one next week.
Yeah, we definitely have one next week. And it's maybe I have another podcast that I don't know if it's over and we faded away. We just haven't talked about recording a new one. I don't see us getting there. We're a little bit more organized. But it's been fun, and I hope you've enjoyed it. Let us know. You can find us moviesonup@gmail.com, facebook.com/moviesonup, Twitter @moviesonup. Let us know. Let us know if you have favorites or memories. That if you've been there with us for the whole 2 years, thank you. If you've been there with us for 3 months, thank you. If you went back and listened to everything we've done, super thank you. That's awesome. That's way above and beyond.
If you're a cop, thank you.
Yes. If you're a wrestler, thank you. Whatever you do, just thank you for listening. And we're willing to listen to you too. Anything you say, we try to take feedback. We've incorporated feedback before, and we're always looking to get better. So just thank you for the last 2 years, and we're going to keep it going. And maybe we'll be back for a 4-year episode in a couple of years. But until then,
keep it up.